It's now time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show. This podcast is real, raw, uncensored, sometimes gritty, sometimes thought-provoking. This is a life podcast.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. I got no idea what episode number this is, so we're just going to go with it. Today is November 28, 2021. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. As you guys know, I did not put out a new episode of the podcast last week because I was spending time with family. My dad and my stepmom and my sister and her boyfriend, they came in from Arizona to visit us, to visit with my son Jackson. So, you know, it was just a busy week of just, you know, spending time with family and everything. So, you know, I just said, well, I think I'm going to take a week off from the podcast so I can spend time with family. So, you know, I hope everyone understands that. You know, I apologize. You know, it's just family had more priority, you know. But I'm here to bring you an all-new edition of the Cody Springer Show. Hope everyone's been doing good. And if you want to subscribe to the premium tier of the Cody Springer Show, I'd really appreciate it. You can subscribe for 49 cents for a limited time only. That's 49 cents. If you want to subscribe to the premium tier, I'll be having some premium podcasts coming out on the tier, on that specific tier of the Cody Springer Show. So, and then if you missed it 2 weeks ago, I had a controversial episode where I told you guys about my complicated friendship with Marcel Salcido, and I just want to update you guys on that. So, Marcel did see the podcast. He saw it, and I think he listened to it. He just didn't really have much to say. And I really think that's because he knew that I was telling the truth. You know, I think he knew that I was telling the truth, and, you know, that I told it like it was. You know, I mean, when you speak your truth, you know, people don't question it. You know, like, I mean, some people will try to question shit, but, you know, but once you have stated everything fact for fact, it's really hard to dispute any of that. So he chose silence. And that's fine. You know, I figured, you know, that's what he was going to do. I'm surprised he even, like, listened to it at all, you know. I'm surprised he even saw it. You know, he hit me up on Snapchat, and he's like, oh, I wanted to hear what you had to say. You know, why do I need to respond? So, but right now, you know, he hasn't talked to me, and that's fine, you know. I think he's made it very clear where we stand. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, so that's where we're at. But enough about that. You know, it's a brand new podcast, new conversation topics and everything like that. So on today's podcast, we're going to talk about society. Yeah, we're going to talk about society on today's show and how people are so fucking judgmental. Yeah, so we have a very cancerous society. You know, we really do. We have a very cancerous society. You know, because people, I think people try to do good, but they let their selfishness take over. You know, they let their selfishness take over, and then that's when the ugly side of them comes out. And I just kind of feel like society as a whole is fucked. It really is. Because, I mean, especially if you live in a small town, because when you live in a small town, everybody knows everybody, you know. That's just how it goes in a small town. So when somebody fucks up, makes a mistake, everybody's going to know about it. And then you're going to get judged for that mistake that you made, and you're going to be made to look like a horrible person, even though you're not. You just made a mistake. You know, you made a poor choice, and everyone's just, you know, thinking you're just this awful person because of it. So, like, people, in my opinion, really shouldn't judge somebody when they've made mistakes themselves in life. You know, like, because not everybody, nobody's perfect. All right, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect, and you're not perfect. And if you consider yourself a perfectionist, well, here's your reality check. You are not perfect. You strive for perfection, but you don't, you probably hardly ever achieve it. So, I mean, you can do something right all the time, but then, you know, there's that one day where it doesn't go right. You know, for whatever reason, you know, the same thing that you do every single day, you know, you make a mistake on something. And even though you're an expert on this one thing, you know, you made a mistake somewhere, and you're like, oh shit. But then everybody jumps on your ass because you do everything so well, you know, all the time, that today, for whatever reason, you made a mistake, and, you know, everyone's like, what the fuck, you know? Like, that's an example of how cancerous our society has become. And social media, yeah, social media has definitely not helped. You know, because social media is contributing in a lot of ways to the downfall of our society. Because, you know, social media, there's always that, you know, instant gratification. You know, like, oh, I have to get likes on my post, or I need to get likes on my TikTok, or I need, you know, people to share my story, or some shit like that, man. Because people need social media for instant gratification, because they're not getting any gratification in their outside life. You know, outside of social media. You know, they're not, there's nothing gratifying for them outside of social media, and that is fucking sad. You know, and I'm a person who grew up without social media, dude. You know, because I was born in 1991. So there were, you know, the internet, it was still dial-up. I don't even think DSL and broadband was a thing yet. But yeah, there was no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, you know. There wasn't, nothing like that, you know. And if you got a, and there was no cell phones, no smartphones. So if you wanted to talk to somebody, you know, you had to use, you know, your landline phone. You know, just to call them on the phone. You know, there was no text messaging. Now I think email was barely a thing, you know. So, like, yeah, man. Like, when I was growing up as a kid, there was no social media, man. You know, there was no fat high-speed internet. So, yeah, man, you know, I grew up like all kids should grow up. You know, they go outside and they play with the other kids in the neighborhood, and, you know, and just be a kid, you know. But nowadays, society has made it to where kids are more sheltered, and they're inside all the time, playing video games, or doing stuff on computers, and stuff like that. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, those skills might come in handy later on, you know. But when you're a kid, you should be outside playing with other kids, you know. Or finding something to do, you know? Like, because when I was growing up, you know, I play with other kids. You know, I was on the playgrounds and the parks and stuff like that, you know, played sports. But nowadays, like, ever since video games was brought into the picture, or in computers and technology and smartphones, like, kids, like, have all these outlets to prevent them from going outside. And in my opinion, man, like, that's just, it's shit. It really is. And then kids are so socially awkward, and they're, and a lot has to do with parenting. You know, parents, you know, give these kids all this technology so they don't have to deal with them. You know, they don't want to talk to their kids. They don't want to interact with them, do anything with them, because they're lazy and they're stupid. So they'll give their kid, you know, the latest video game or the newest smartphone, even though they don't fucking need it. Or they'll give them a badass computer system, you know, just so they can sit their ass in home. So that way the parent can go do whatever the fuck they want to do, you know. If they just want to sit on their ass and play video games themselves, or, you know, jerk off to porn on the internet, or find some bitch to fuck, you know. And people are probably thinking, like, oh my god, like, dude, that, like, it's true. You can't tell me that it's not going on, man. And if you're one of those parents that do that, you shove technology in front of your kid's face because you don't want to take the time to interact with them as a parent, go fuck yourself, because you're part of the problem. So, but yeah, it's sad. And then when little Timmy and Johnny want to come over to hang out and play with your kid's not interested because they're more interested in playing video games or playing, you know, shit on their phone or whatever. You know, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Like, kids just are just so engrossed in this technology shit that they're not being kids, you know? Like, this is the kind of shit they should get into when they're older, you know? Like, I'm not saying video games are a bad thing. No, because I play video games myself, you know, I play Madden, and I play other games too. You know, but I'm an adult, you know, I can do that shit. You know, but I still interact with my kid. You know, my son Jackson, he's 7 months old. And I interact with him as much as I can, you know, because I want him to know that his dad loves him and cares for him and wants him to develop properly. And I think the moment that you put, like, technology in their hands, it causes them to be more antisocial, to have antisocial behavior. And but that's the thing. When they become a teenager and they're antisocial, then that's on them, you know? That's on them, you know, if they become that when they're a teenager. But I'm not going to be one of those parents that puts technology in my kid's hand because I don't want to deal with them. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to be very involved in my son's life. You know, I want to know, you know, how he's feeling, you know, if there's anything that's bothering him that he needs to tell me about. You know, I want to know who his friends are. You know, I want to know what kind of education he's getting. You know, I want to know all those things. You know, I want him to be active and be healthy, you know? And I think that the moment that your kid becomes antisocial, it's going to lead to an unhealthy lifestyle later on. Because they're going to be so socially awkward that if they have to go out there and get a job, they ain't going to know how to talk to people. Or if a girl's attracted to him or a guy's attracted to him and they don't know how to talk to him because they've never been put in that kind of situation before because they were so socially awkward growing up. So, yeah, man. I mean, a lot of things to keep in mind, you know. And then another thing, too, with our society. Everyone's so fucking me, you know, like selfish. Like I'm the one who should be tended to before anybody else. Like, at Walmart, for example, you know, you're in line at the self-checkout. All the self-checkout lines are full. But there's a couple registers open, you know, where there's actual cashiers. And let's say you get in line at one of those, and then you become so impatient and so selfish, you're like, I need to be helped right fucking now, or I'm gonna flip the fuck out. Like, those kinds of people, I can't stand it, man, when they're like that. Because it's like, what makes you so fucking important? What makes you so better than everybody else that you need to go first in line? Fuck you, man. You know, it's those kinds of people who are selfish and they don't give a fuck, man, about anybody but themselves. And it's just sad. It's fucking sad to see, you know, how selfish that people can become. You know, like, they just are so self-absorbed in their own fucking mind. Ugh. But yeah, but society has made it okay for someone to be selfish. Like, oh, it's okay to be selfish and to be a piece of shit. You know, because you got so many people that are doing bad shit all the time, you know? Like, people not taking care of their kids, or, you know, people just, like, no, not just doing the things they need to do to be a productive member of society, you know? Like, fuck. And when I mention the phrase, a productive member to society, what do I mean by that? I mean people who are responsible, they take care of their family, they go to work, you know, or they provide service to the community. You know, that's what I mean by a productive member of society. So what would make someone an unproductive member to society? Well, you're people that are in and out of jail all the time. You know, people that are selling drugs and killing people and just doing all kinds of bad shit, you know. Those are unproductive members of society. You know, and people who just are selfish and they don't give a fuck about anybody but themselves. So I would say the criminals, the drug addicts, the deadbeat dads, deadbeat moms, the selfish, the egotistical, the narcissists, those people, in my opinion. Are unproductive members of society. You know, and oddly enough, those are the same people who sometimes get catered to more than someone who works their ass off. You know, they work 80 hours a week sometimes just to provide for their family. Because they ain't got a choice. You know, if they don't go to work, their family suffers. You know, there are people who do that, man. Like, they'll work 80 hours a week just to support their family. They'll work 2 weeks. They will work a 2 weeks worth of a schedule in 1 week just to make sure their family has enough food on the table and to make sure that all bills get paid. There are people who do that, man. Or there's people who will work 2 to 3 jobs just to support their family and they're never home. You know, I mean, fuck, I mean, but at the same time, I kind of feel like society has also put that strain on low-income families where, you know, they have that a parent or head of household, they have to work multiple jobs or work all these insane hours just to make ends meet. They're sacrificing time with their kids. They're sacrificing time for themselves just to provide as a family. And I think that's just insanity, man. You know, how, you know, they just let people do that. Like, there's no regard for anyone's mental health, physical health, emotional health. Because companies will just run a person into the ground. They don't even give a fuck. You know, especially factories, dude. If you work in a factory, some factories will make you work 6 to 7 days a week if they want you to. So you're, you know, putting in all these insane hours, working every single day, you know, just because this factory needs productivity. And I understand, you know, factories have to meet certain demands. Like the job I had before, you know, all this happened with my accident. You know, I worked at Dulco Packaging, and I worked for them for, you know, about 2 years. You know, I made egg cartons for them. You know, that's what they do there. You know, they make egg cartons for brands like Walmart, Kroger, and the Great Value Walmart cartons. And just all the grocery stores that you can think of. And they also make the cone packaging for Keebler. So, yeah, man. So the factory itself has to run constantly for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I was working that rotational schedule of, you know, I would be working like three on and two off, and then two on and three off. That would be that type of schedule I'd be working. And the days that I was working would be 12-hour shifts. So, like, let's just say, for example, you know, if I'm doing the three on, two off, then I would probably work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all 12-hour shifts. So I'm working 36 hours in those 3 days. And then I would get 2 days off, that being Wednesday and Thursday. And then I would work Friday and Saturday, two 12-hour shifts back to back. So that's 24 hours. And then I would get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday off. However, on your days off, they could mandate you for overtime. Yeah, they could mandate you to work 6 hours or 12, depending on if the other shift needed it or not. Because that's the thing. Dulco wasn't fully staffed. They were understaffed considerably. You know, I worked third shift. You know, I worked 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And the other night shift would do the same hours. You know, it's all 12 hours. And then, but the other night shift would have to be expected. You know, a couple members of the night shift would have to be expected to work those hours. Yeah, like to cover the shift. So that way, you know, they could run at full productivity if need be. So, hell, you could be, you know, fucking working 7 days in a row, and you're like, oh man, like this has been tough. You know, I need a couple days off, and then surprise, you get mandated to work another 12-hour shift on what's supposed to be your fucking day off. See, that shit would piss me off, dude. Like, I would work my ass off to the bone, because I'm telling you, in the summer of 2020, in the month of July, I had worked 15 days in a row, most of them being 12-hour shifts. So yeah, I was making pretty good money at the time, but I was never fucking home. I was never fucking home, dude. Like, I would get off work and then head back home, drive to, you know, from Decatur to Van Wert. And that in itself is a 20 to 25 minute drive, depending on how traffic is. So, hell, I wouldn't get home until like 7 o'clock. You know, if I would have lived in Decatur, then I'd probably get home around, you know, 6:15, depending on how close, you know, the house or apartment would be. And then I'd take a shower, go to sleep. But, you know, with me having to drive to Van Wert and back, you know, just to go home and go to bed and shower, like, hell, I wouldn't get to bed until 8 o'clock. So at that point, I would be up for, you know, 16 hours. And then I would have to go to sleep, wake up, do it all over again. The very next day. Did that for 15 days in a row. And it wore on me. That job wore on me, man. And they had no regard whatsoever for getting people days off. See, that's the thing, like, you know, like, people, I mean, here's the thing, if you choose to work all that overtime, then it's on you, you know? And yeah, I chose to work a lot of those hours. But my thinking was, is that, you know, like, hell, I can put in all these overtime hours, so that way towards the end of the year, in the holidays, you know, I wouldn't get drafted, you know, and working during a fucking global pandemic as well. So yeah, man, like, but still I would get mandated. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Why am I getting mandated? Ugh. But yeah, that's just an example of how fucked our society is becoming, dude. You know, you got people who don't give a shit about the other person. You got parents not being parents. You got kids that are not being kids. Like, you got, you know, people doing bad shit all the time. You know, shootings, stabbings, rapes, child molestations, bank robberies, gas station robberies, liquor store robberies, gang violence, police gunning down black men in the streets. You know, you got all this fucking shit. And then you got social media, the devil in disguise. You know, Facebook changes their fucking company name from Facebook to Meta just to fucking distance themselves from all the shady shit they've been pulling for the last few years, selling your information. Facebook is selling your information to to companies so they can approach you, the consumer, to buy shit. Oh, you know, like, let's just say I'm interested in buying a Hoover vacuum. If I just say the phrase Hoover vacuum, you know, Facebook is going to put an ad in your feed for Hoover vacuums. And here's the thing. People can sit back and say, like, well, Cody, that's just how the world is. The difference is, I don't accept it. Because I believe that the world can be better than this. I do believe that. I believe that the world can be better than this. And we're just choosing not to make it better. So what do we do? Do we just sit here and submit to society's, you know, norms? Or do we try to make a change? Put some positivity back in the world. You know, be productive. Do things right. I don't know. I really don't know. But the best thing that I can do is to raise my son to be a productive member of society. That's literally the best thing that I can do for the world. But that'll conclude the podcast for this week. I appreciate you guys listening, as always. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at the Cody Springer if you haven't already. Be sure to subscribe to the premium edition of the Cody Springer Show. You'll get access to premium episodes that you wouldn't get on the free version of the podcast. And until next time, I'll talk to you later. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.